Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Being Awake to What the Heart Knows, comes from the 24-CD audio learning series, Awakening the Heart, a somatic training in bodhicitta with Reggie Ray. My name's Tammy Simon, and I'm the founder of Sounds True. I recorded this program with pioneering meditation teacher in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, Reggie Ray, in order to create a complete at-home somatic training in bodhicitta, becoming awake and attuned to the pure, open, sensitive field of knowing that is our very own human heart. According to Reggie, the spontaneous knowing of the heart happens unmediated by the ego. It is immediate, felt, and infinitely subtle. And we can do practices, and Reggie teaches a whole corpus of body-based bodhicitta practices to peel away our layers of defense and liberate this ultimate openness, sensitivity, and tenderness. The complete audio training series, Awakening the Heart, is available at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Being Awake to What the Heart Knows, with Reggie Ray.
At this point, I'd like to talk to you a little more about the term bodhicitta. Bodhi meaning awake, from the Sanskrit root bud, which means to wake up, and citta meaning to know, from the Sanskrit verbal root chit, which means to know something. So the important point here is that the knowing that we're talking about when we talk about bodhicitta, it's not a mental knowing, it's not a left brain knowing, it's the knowledge of the heart. If we ask a Buddhist practitioner in traditional Asia, you know, where is the citta found? Where is the seat of knowing? They would point to their heart. So citta means what the heart knows. Bodhi means having let go of the ego, having let go of the thinking mind. It's being awake in the sense of being awake to what the heart knows. If you just have citta, then you have what the heart knows, but you might not be aware of it. But when you have bodhicitta, it means that you are aware, you're awake to the knowingness, to the knowledge of the heart. Okay, so what does the heart know? And this is something we have to talk about right now before we sort of plunge in. We need this kind of background. The first thing about the heart is has nothing to do with the ego, and that's very, very important. So as I've been saying, the heart doesn't have the conceptual limitations of the ego. It doesn't know things from a partial standpoint. It knows things as they are and in their totality. That's a definition from the Lankavatara Sutra, a very famous Mahayana sutra. The heart knows things as they are and in their totality. Now, what does that actually mean? You know, what does it mean to say the heart knows things if we're not talking about intellectual or conceptual knowledge, if we're not talking about labeling things, running them through a filter, you know, figuring out where they fit into the scheme, you know, putting them in our roadmap of reality? How else could we know things? It turns out, as I've been saying, that the body itself is our primary field within which we know how things are. It's the unfiltered, naked experience of our human life. And the heart is the place where all of that knowledge is unified and held. When we see things from the heart And this is something we're going to be learning how to do in this program. When we see things from the heart, we see how the heart sees. It's not an external experience. So even the term seeing is somewhat misleading. The heart knows, the heart feels, the heart senses. The heart, beyond all of these terms, the heart receives and takes in, is present to, is naked to the being of the other in his or her or its totality. So the knowledge of the heart, of the otherness, of the others in our world, those whom we wish to love, the knowledge of the heart is unbiased. It's not slanted by our personal, egotistical, survival mentality, our hope and fear, our ambition, the things that we want to get out of life. You know, all of those distort how we view other people and other things, other situations. But the heart isn't like that. The heart is naked and it's open and it receives and it knows immediately without the interference of ego. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes this kind of knowledge is called non-dual wisdom. But actually, this is confusing because what we're talking about here is that there is a knowingness of the other, but it's not the ego that knows. It's the immediate, direct experience of the other. It's that kind of knowledge. In order to explain this, I want to talk about two aspects of bodhicitta that we'll be exploring in this program, and actually in the practice is going to be enormously important to our journey. So first of all, there is the fundamental openness of the heart. In the Buddhist terms, it's called the ultimate bodhicitta. It's like the ultimate love, actually, is openness. It's the openness of the heart. And that openness is, you could say, when we look into our heart very, very deeply, and we will do this step by step by step, at a certain point we discover that our heart is fundamentally a pure and open and incredibly sensitive field of experience. It's a field within which we can experience otherness. This open field, this ultimate bodhicitta, there isn't anything in it at its most primordial level. It's completely clear. It's unobstructed. And if you look for the boundaries in this heart of ours, there are no boundaries. There is no limit. The openness of the heart goes on forever. Now, this has to be a personal experience, and I want to emphasize that over and over and over. We're not talking here about ideas or philosophical concepts. We're talking about a direct and incredibly intimate experience of the very fundamental reality of our own heart. It's an open and sensitive field. Now, you could say, well, then maybe the heart is like a mirror because the heart is able to receive and reflect perfectly everything. The problem with the analogy of the mirror, it's not a bad analogy, I mean, it's a start, but the problem with it is a mirror is not sensitive. And the interesting thing about the open space of our heart is it is infinitely sensitive. We know now that the information from the ends of the universe is constantly, it flows throughout space and time. And in a certain sense, we know from astrophysics now, small particle physics, that everything that happens in the universe is reflected within the totality. And information is constantly flowing through us and around us about everything that goes on in this universe. We'll talk more about that later. But I think the implications right now are that our heart, as much information as there is in the universe, as much potential experience we can have of even the depths of space, personal, direct experience, our heart is that sensitive. Once we touch the primordial depth of our own heart, which is the ultimate bodhicitta, we discover that the sensitivity, the receptivity, the refinement, the subtlety with which the heart can know is actually infinite. It may seem very, very strange to say so, but when we do the practices, that is what we find. There is no limit to how sensitive and receptive and open and able to experience that is our human heart at its most primordial depth.